Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Chicago, bring this back. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. I hope you check it out. The blog, the knowledge base, the archives, the articles. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter when you get there. It comes out every Sunday afternoon by email. It'll get you ready for the week ahead. Also, don't forget to take our poll question, which is right on the homepage. And this week it's about politics. We'd like to know what you think. And when you give us your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll's going so far. So check that out. This one's very simple. Either A or B. You choose. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Donovan. We're talking about the fact that it's never too old to start a business. And Jim's new book is Don't Let an Old Person Move Into Your Body. Jim, there's something that's happening right now, and this is part of what we were talking about earlier about the ability or the desire by our generation to when you retire from your big job, so to speak, you then go do something else. The truth is, when you and I were watching our grandparents retire, that just wasn't the marketplace wasn't really designed for that. But there's so much stratification in the marketplace now. There's so many niches out there in the marketplace. It makes it easier, doesn't it, to start a business?
Oh yeah, and I just got an email just now. Conal Italiano, they're doing pizza cones.
Pizza cones?
Cone shaped pizza. Think about that. One of the biggest problems eating pizza on the go is it drips.
Right.
So it's coming out with a cone shaped pizza slice. What a cool idea! You watch for that one. I'll send it to you. It's really
amazing. Yeah. Well, send me a pizza. Send me a pizza. I don't want the email. I want the pizza.
Yeah. Right. Send the pizza. Yeah, there are people, like you said, niches within niches. There are people doing stuff that just, you stand there and you scratch your head. You go, you do what? You know? But why not? There's a woman here in town, Jen Grover, she's like all over QVC. She made an insert for pocketbooks.
Huh.
How simple does that sound? But she did it. Nobody else did it. You drop this thing in the pocketbook and it has a place for your cell phone and your BlackBerry and your this and your that. And it segments all the little things that women have to carry around
to
get at them.
Yep.
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. She's made a fortune.
Well, exactly.
And people are doing this at every age.
And so in fact, there's a lady in Florida that I've interviewed recently on my show a couple of times. She created this little pocketbook she started out creating it for realtors. Now she's selling them by the thousands, and I think she's in her 60s. She used to be a realtor, and she said realtors need lots of pockets, so she made a bag for them. Yeah, she even sent me one.
Well, here's one. Buckminster Fuller is best known by the public for his geodesic dome, right?
Right.
He was 60 when he did the dome. And when he was 75, he got a gold medal from the American Institute of Architects.
Here's why I'm excited about this, Jim. There was a time when we lost in the 70s and 80s. We lost a lot of our brain trust of older folks who retired because they didn't have anywhere to go, anywhere to contribute. That's not the case anymore. And I'm excited about the fact that our generation is going to be able to continue to contribute, to continue to bring our experiences, our wisdom, the lessons we've learned, the mistakes we've made, to leave that in the marketplace. I think the marketplace is going to be better because of that. What do you think?
Definitely. Like you said, the brain power is coming back. You know, my favorite visual on this, the cartoon we've all seen of the two dogs at the keyboard, and the one dog says to the other, on the internet they don't know we're dogs. Nobody cares how old you are.
Right.
I did a presentation on this, and I had a slide of Carlo Cab with 13, who's a six-figure blogger, and the next slide was the 84-year-old woman, the blogging grandma.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Look, I'm reading the blog. I don't care how old the writer was.
Right, exactly.
If the content's good.
Well, also, that's good
past
news.
Ageism.
That's good news for our generation, Jim, because hopefully I'd like to think that, you know, you and I will still have something to say that people will want to hear 10, 20, 30 years from now. And
well,
I'd like
to... Nicholas is still out there.
That's right. So talk to us some more about... And give us some other ideas about how you can pull this off. The barrier to entry is very low, too, isn't it? I mean, it doesn't cost a lot of money to do these things.
Yeah, what does it cost? You want to talk about the cheapest business in the world is blogging. It costs nothing. You go to blogging, you throw up a
but
blog.
I know some people are writing. Making a living blogging, Jim, but that's not really, it's hard to identify that as a business.
Yeah, it is.
It's a pastime.
But you can, you can pretty much start anything. I mean, I've started businesses with business cards and an idea, and then you just go out and you hit the street with it.
Right.
I think it's more about looking at what are your dreams and what are your experiences that you bring to this, and what's your dream business? As a second career, it's the ideal time to say, you know what, I've always wanted to be a blah blah, so that's what I'm going to do. I've always wanted to see if I could do this, and I'm going to do this business. I'm learning to people. My wife met a woman who left her job as a stewardess, and she's making cheesecake. She always wanted to make cheesecake.
Yeah.
You know what? She'll probably make more money to do cheesecake or not. She'll have
And she may make cheesecakes longer than she was a stewardess.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not always about the money. I mean, you get to a point where you say, you know what? All right, money, I like money as much as anybody else, but that's not going to be my driving force.
Well, obviously,
force.
You don't
need
to be.
Is my driving force.
Obviously, you don't need to be doing things that cost you money, that take money out of your pocket.
No,
but,
you want to make money at it. But
you got to be able to replace it
different.
At least. Yeah.
Yeah, I think people's goals are different at a certain age. I think lifestyle becomes more important as you get older.
Yeah.
Now, so I'm going to look at my business, and I do this all the time. It's like, what's my trade-off on this?
Jim, I got to wrap it
up.
Give us the website quickly one more time, please.
JimDonovan.com. JimDonovan.com.
Don't let an old person move into your body. That's the book, available wherever books are sold. Thanks, Jim. See you next time.
My pleasure. Thank
you.
Quick
break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.